Hello, this is David G. And welcome to a meditation on setting your course. Let's get comfortable. Let's close our eyes. And together, let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. And release. Feel your breath slow. Feel the chatter in your mind slow as you continue to follow your breath in and out. And let's ask ourselves a few questions so we can create the blueprint for this trajectory of our life. First, let's ask, what do I want in my physical realm? Looking first at your inside, your physical body, your physiology. What do you want? Don't worry about coming up with answers. Simply keep asking the question, what do I want in my physical world? What do I want in my physiology? What do I want in my physical health? And simply keep asking that question. Let's do that. You may drift away to other thoughts, sounds, physical sensations. Just keep drifting back to that one question. What do I want? What do I really want my physical expression to look like over the course of this year? Next, let's ask, what do I want in my emotional world? In regards to my emotions, how do I want them to be expressed? How do I want to express my emotions? Would I like to be less reactive? Would I like less anger? Could I be more accepting? Could I be more patient? In terms of how you bubble up, how you see the world, and how you reflect on life, in terms of where your heart goes. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Next, let's ask, what do I want in my material world? What do I want in the realm of physical and material things? In terms of money, stuff, things, do I want a new car, new shirt, new shoes, new furniture, new house, new TV, new books? What are the material things that you want to surround yourself with in 2013. Let's get clear on that. So ask that question. What do I want materialistically? And next, let's ask, what do I want in my relationships. And look at all those relationships that start first with you and your soul, you and yourself. Could you be more unconditionally loving to yourself, more patient, more accepting, kinder to yourself? And then expand the circle a little bit to include any significant others in your life. And then expand the circle a little bit more. Acquaintances, those you bump into. And ask, what do I want the nature of those relationships to look like? To feel like? Relatives, people you don't speak to anymore, people who have newly come into your life. How would you like these relationships to unfold? And don't feel the need right now to figure it all out. We really just want to understand, what do I want? What do I want? So keep asking that question. Next, let's ask, what do I want on a spiritual level? What do I want in that deep connection to Source? And don't try to figure this out for your whole life. Just ask that question and let the answers come. We've now asked 5 very profound questions of ourselves. Let's let all those intentions settle into the fertile soil of our heart. Take a deep breath in and let it go. Let's use the mantra, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. Silently repeat Aham Brahmasmi over and over and over. It means I am the universe. It's the all-encompassing mantra. By repeating the mantra over and over and over, we will disconnect even for a millisecond from the swirl of 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts, from the physical activity of our bodies, from any sounds in our environment. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. When we can ask core, profound questions, let the answers go, and then go into stillness, we will shift. We will plant those seeds at such a subtle level that they will manifest in every word, thought, and action as we go about our day. So get comfortable. Let all that go that we just explored. And silently repeat, Aham Brahmasmi. I'll watch the time. And when you notice you've drifted away to thoughts or sounds or physical sensations, simply drift back to Aham Brahmasmi. Let's begin. Aham Brahmasmi. I am the universe. You can stop repeating your mantra now and just sit gently with your eyes closed. Let the stillness and silence settle in. Now take a long, slow, deep breath in and gently let that go. Take another long, slow, deep breath and release. And now let's seal this meditation by chanting Om, the hymn of the universe, together one time. Deep breath in. Throughout the course of this week, as we ask those five questions about those five core areas of our life, we will truly create a magnificent blueprint. Feel free to write the answers down after you've meditated. In week two, we'll go deep on taking a chance on you. Essentially, how to amp up and get comfortable with a deeper belief in ourselves. In week three, we'll spend it all on intention setting. In week four, we're taking that step and walking through fear. That will be our breakthrough point. We'll have just spent 21 days meditating together, creating that ritual. And so walking through fear will be a lot easier. And then in week five, surrender and trust. And after those 5 weeks, after those 35 days, we will truly have shifted from where we were to where we wanted to go. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. Namaste.